This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we have a gaggle of guests.
We do.
That's an official quantity.
This is a trio of guests. We have to be very nice to these people because they're cool.
Because they keep us on the air.
That's right.
They're sponsoring us. And
Thank you very
thankfully,
much.
Thankfully, if they don't like me, I'm done.
Yeah, well, I think we're both fired now.
Anyway, please introduce yourselves because I'm terrible at remembering names.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Nick Meisner. I am the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Discover Green Bay. We are the official destination marketing organization for the Brown County region and Algoma. And I'll let the other two fine folks introduce themselves before I take up too much time.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Marty Piet. I'm the airport director for Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport, and we're here representing the airport and the community as a whole.
Cool.
And I'm Susan Levitt. I'm the Marketing Communications Manager for the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport. And I worked at EAA for a while, and this is our fourth year, technically, mm-hmm. here at EAA for the airport.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, you say Green Bay Austin Straubel, that's a really huge, and then international. So this must be a pretty big airport.
It is, yes.
Yeah, it's an international airport. We do have a customs facility that handles all general aviation aircraft. We typically see 400 international flights per year clear the airport.
Wow.
I was thinking, why are you guys an international airport? And then it dawned on me, Canada.
Well, they asked Canada to move away, but they just won't do it.
We had to put a buffer. It's called the UP.
Yeah. The upper, yeah, got it. I've heard that.
So you guys are also promoting tourism in this area as well. Okay, I'm from Pennsylvania. I've never been here before. What's to see?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where I come in. I mean, Green Bay is only a short drive up 41 here, and there's plenty to do. I mean, it's the third largest region in our state, right behind Madison and Milwaukee. So all of the big city amenities, whether you're looking for some fine dining, breweries, tours, things to do. And, of course, there's this little football team up there in a pretty historic stadium.
I don't know. I never heard of them.
Yeah.
Football's a fad. It'll never stay.
Yeah, it doesn't have
absolutely
the staying power, for
right,
sure.
Right. So lots to do up there.
Yeah, and further north, we also have our friends in Door County, Wisconsin. And it's actually cherry season right now. So Door County is one of the largest cherry producers in the United States. So it's kind of fun when AirVenture coincides with cherry season.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, there's the beaches of Algoma from up in Door County in cherry season and all the great outdoor recreation up there to all the city amenities that we have in Green Bay and our surrounding communities. So if you're looking for something a little bit different to do.
A little slower pace?
A little bit. Yep. Well, probably from the grounds, yes. But, of course, you know, Packers training camp kicks off this week as well. So it's a very, very busy time. We just had the international soccer game this past Saturday, so we had visitors from all over the world in town, which was really cool to see. So yeah, there's a little something for
I'd
everyone.
Like to see a bunch of rabid soccer players wearing cheese heads.
Oh, we
tried.
There was that. Yeah. There was a guy with Manchester City has you know, their colors are blue, and he had a blue cheese head on, and they put that out on social media that
Why
they had
not,
their first
right?
blue cheese head.
Honestly, really good. I've heard so many stories about those cheese heads.
Oh, cheese heads are everything.
They're
sounds
legendary.
Like we're gonna have to bring some for
yeah,
these.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it started as an insult. All those people from Chicago tried to call us cheese heads for like as an insult, and we just.
Just ran
We're
with
like,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really funny. We always, whenever we come up here, we come through Kenosha, and it's like, the Mars Cheese Castle,
yes,
we're here.
Absolutely. We hear that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we have 5 airlines that fly out of Green Bay and 11 nonstop routes. So if you want to, if you're, you know, past flying your own aircraft here to EAA, we certainly have a commercial flight for you, mm-hmm. or if you're, you know, maybe not interested in flying here into Oshkosh anymore, we've got
perish
2
the
FBOs.
Thought, young lady.
Well, some people, they'll
every
do it a couple
every
times.
Every GA guy's dream is to fly in here.
Yeah, a lot of them will do it once.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They'll
exactly. And then say, okay, now I did it. That's good enough.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're a nice base to set up. We've got a casino across
oh,
the road.
They've got,
from
okay,
us.
They've got all the vices covered.
An airport with the casino.
Right.
Have you guys been out to Vegas lately?
I want to know if any of the prizes are free flights.
Actually, well, yes, we are giving away a Sun and Fun, Dream Sun and Fun package. So we gave away a package for some people to come here. Mm-hmm. So we had a booth in Sun and Fun. And we just met the women that won yesterday. So we're giving away two wristbands, camping, airfare on Frontier Airlines, as well as Legoland and Bach Gardens tickets that our friends at Central Florida Visitor Bureau got us. So
nice.
We've been really fortunate to have our Green Bay Visitor Bureau and Central Florida, and everybody's mm-hmm. just kind of worked together.
So that's the thing. You're out there working with other touristy sites mm-hmm. as well. It's
yes.
turning into a big tourist network.
Yeah, we want everybody to fly to these cool places and to, you know, experience these cool events. And, you know, we got the facilities for it.
Right, and like Susan mentioned, we have, well, you asked about Vegas. Well, we do have Vegas service starting this fall. So we have a number of our warm weather destinations coming in the fall. On top of Vegas, we'll have Fort Myers, Phoenix, Orlando, and Tampa. I think I hit mm-hmm. them all. So quite a few new flights coming right. this winter.
Yep. And I've been trying to convince Marty that I should just work from Florida all winter. I think you were going to work
yeah.
on that too,
oh,
right,
yeah,
Nick?
Yeah, for sure. We all know we can work remotely. And with the direct flights, like to Green Bay from Fort Myers, like we can totally come to up for meetings. Like,
exactly.
Perfect.
All right. My recommendation for you would be to set your headquarters up in Key West.
Oh, I like your thought process.
I like where we're going here. This is called brainstorming. I like it. I'm taking notes.
Wait. You're supposed to be advocating people to come to Green Bay, not the reverse. Yeah.
No, it is. You're completely right, but yes. I can do that from, you know, wherever.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I can. No, I'm yeah. kidding. But of course, Green Bay.
They say Door County is actually very beautiful.
It is. There's, you know, it's a different type of trip in Door County that it is in Green Bay. You know, we have the more city amenities, more shopping, restaurants, that
nightlife.
Yep, a little bit more nightlife, whereas Door County, it's more lighthouses, hiking, swimming, that
nature.
Sort of thing.
I was going to say, in the wintertime,
lions,
it does
tigers,
have
and bears, oh my.
I hope not lions, but
it does.
I mean,
have
at the zoo, there's lions.
Right.
There you go.
It does have a tendency to get cold up here once in a
really?
While.
Yeah.
What kind of winter activities
do you have?
There's so many cool things that they've added. In Green Bay, we've actually got a hill snow on that you can
There's shoveling. There's trying to get out the door.
De-icing
the car started.
There's tons of outdoor winter stuff. And I think that's like a bit of a misconception. Like there's, you know, a few times where it gets like unbearably cold. But like just like we were talking about in Florida, like it gets unbearably hot. So it's just the kind of the antithesis of that. But I mean, we talk about, you know, if you're into outdoor recreation, we have like hundreds of miles of fat tire biking, snowshoeing, cross country skiing, ice fishing, of course, out on the river. I mean, there's tons of stuff you can do outside in the winter, not to mention everything that you can go indoors and do. I mean, Susan mentioned the casino. I know this. I mean, we're at EAA, so it's a big, you know, transportation, you know, air transportation, air venture here. But we also have the National Railroad Museum, if you're into ground transportation, that showcases dozens of historic locomotives, one of the largest collections in the nation. Also, the Automobile Gallery is right in town that has everything from a DeLorean to a $1 million supercar from Ford that has 13 original miles on it. One of the first Model Ts off the line to the VW Cruisers from the 70s. And so, I mean, if you're into planes, trains, and automobiles, you can start with planes here at EAA, head up to the National Railroad Museum for automobiles or for trains, and then over to the Automobile Gallery for cars.
Absolutely.
You know, the one thing I did notice about the weather up here, it only seems to get really super cold whenever the Packers are playing.
We like it.
We try that. That's on purpose. That's on purpose. Yeah.
We call the Visitor Bureau. We give them the schedule, and we say, okay, let's see what you can do with the weather.
Right.
Yep. And then we make sure to sink it below zero just for the hours that the game is going on.
Yeah, especially when the Miami Dolphins are in town. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You're hoping to freeze them solid.
We have a quarterback that loves to play in the snow.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, one thing, you know, we do get the frozen tundra-esque, like, because of, you know, mm-hmm. the classic NFL films that you see, you know, the frozen tundra.
Vince Lombardi,
Lambeau Field, very visible.
Exactly. Yeah.
But one thing people have, I think, like, is something to consider is, like, when you go to games in September and October, I'm wearing T-shirts and jeans.
You can get sunburned.
Like, you can get sunburned. I've gotten sunburned in the stadium before, so it's like it's only frozen. I mean, we're usually in the playoffs, so it's usually January, so not a lot of teams can say that. If it wasn't,
all I can think of is the infamous Fog Bowl.
Yeah.
That was Chicago, though.
That was a good one.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. We lost.
It was still good. It was still classic.
It should have never
been
played.
You remember the Buccaneers one? Where the Mud Bowl over there?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So many fields are going back to natural turf now.
Yeah. It's the way to go.
Anyway.
Yep.
Now, I've been to Manitowoc, and like you said, tour of the submarine. Yeah. I had no idea they built submarines in Wisconsin.
They did. They
That's
built something like
intuitive.
90 during World War II and launched them from there as well.
Right. That's the part. Like, what do you mean launched from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get to the ocean.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Green Bay just welcomed our first cruise ship in, too. So it was.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get it everywhere. Yeah. And they're building.
It wasn't named the Edmund Fitzgerald, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, but there are actually families that were touched by that incident.
Yep.
That are still around.
Yeah. And I mean, you talk about shipbuilding around our region. You look at Marinette today, they're getting contracts to do littoral combat ships all the time. Many of them are launched out of there every single year and then shipped to San Diego.
Shipbuilding's still a thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's an interesting point because the Great Lakes, there are a lot of shipwrecks. Do you guys get a lot of divers that come in?
Definitely. Yes, there's actually air tours that you can go on. There's a gentleman up in Door County that does scenic air tours where you can specifically pick out different shipwrecks that you can see on clear days.
Wow. Okay, nice. Now quickly, where are you guys located today on the field?
We are in Hangar C, booth 3014. Stop by, sign up for our contest to Sun and Fun for next March.
Very good. I want to thank you guys for joining us. It's been great. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.